Dios, Dios.
What is this? And we're back. You're listening to Money Talks.
What was that?
It's Michael Jackson. Come on, Gene. It's Beat It. It's a classic. It's a classic.
Well, if you get a little further,
it's not as far back as, no. as you go, but it's not recent either. Okay,
we have a case here.
Yeah, we do, and you know we've been doing this year. You know, kind of walking through real life situations, things that come up in the context of our clients' lives, and things that are common. And we've had this come up. We've been talking about it actually off the air for a few weeks. A situation where so many people run into it. It's very common, but we've got a couple here that the husband, he's 70 years old. He's going to turn 70 and a half this year in 2015. His wife's 68, and he's approaching this moment where he's got an IRA balance. He's got money in an IRA, and he's going to have to take required minimum distributions.
That's correct.
Mandatory withdrawals. What does that mean? How does it affect his life? How does it calculate it? So we thought it'd be worth just sort of talking through this. And we don't even have to get into the particulars of this guy's situation to start with, Gene. I thought for starters, let's just sort of explain what this is.
Well, the government lets you put money away. And we're talking about a normal IRA here. We're not talking about a
Roth.
A Roth.
Yeah. Sure.
And you put money away, and it could have been you may have put it into a 401k.
And then rolled
over. All those kind of things. Any kind of that money you put away, you got a chance to put it away through your lifetime and pay no tax on the income off of it or the income that you earn when you put it in. Consequently, they say sometimes you have to pull this money out. And they set a date of the year following the year you turn 70 and a half.
Right. So so when you turn 70 and a half, they say, all right.
You have to take X percent out, and that's a function of how old you are and your wife.
That's right.
In combination.
Yeah. So let me explain that a little bit to get some easy facts out. So how is it calculated? So in the year that you turn 70 and a half, you're going to be required to take this balance out, and it's a calculation. So what you have to do is look at the balance in the market value of your IRA
in January 1 of the year.
Of the year before. So it's the year end value.
Right.
And then there's a factor that you have to divide that by. This factor is given by the IRS, and you have to look that factor up on one of three different tables depending on your situation.
Right.
So most people use the uniform lifetime table, and you can get a factor that you divide the balance by, and it tells you the amount you've got to pull out. If there's a 10-year differential in age between you and your spouse, there's a separate table.
Correct.
Or if it's an inherited IRA, you would use what's referred to as the single life expectancy table. So you've got
one. So they're offering you three opportunities to be wrong.
That's correct. and hey, look, to that point.
Two opportunities.
And to that point, Gene, being wrong is expensive.
It's
50% penalty on anything that you don't pull out that you should have pulled out. So
plus you pay tax on that.
Plus ordinary income, right. So you've got this, it's a big deal, and people tend to worry about it. And because there's a little complexity to the calculation.
I recommend, this may sound like a joke, that if you don't pay for any other thing with an accountant, have an accountant give you the number.
Exactly.
You know what I'm saying?
That's right. It's worth making sure you get this right. Now, I want to say this too, just from a general RMD conversation. The first year that you do it, you've got the option to wait until April 1st of the next year.
Or the following year.
That's right.
But in that year, you're going to have to take two out.
That's right. So what this is a tax planning conversation.
Thank you.
So what you want to do is figure out, you know, all right, where's my tax bracket? How much income have I got this year? If this is the year I turn 70 and a half, does it benefit me to take it all now? Maybe you take half of it this year and take the other half in or before. Really, it's March 31st. You have to have it done before April 1st.
Right.
But understanding that you're going to have to take next year's all in that.
Yeah,
year.
So this without question, this is a big tax planning kind of a deal here.
Yeah.
One of the things you can do with that money, by the way, is not take it. What I do is I give it to Kennesaw State.
Yeah. Okay. So in the form of a donation. Yeah.
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 So that's a good way to do it because you're going to pay taxes on all of that.
Mm-hmm.
And if you don't need it to live on, and a lot of people don't.
Sure.
Fortunately for me, I don't. You know, I still.
Right.
You guys are working and generating money
killing
for me.
Killing ourselves every day.
To bring home the bacon for Papa here. So.
But we know you appreciate it. That's what makes it.
Without question.
Right.
Yeah.
Without question. You are making $30,000 a year now, aren't you, Troy?
Almost.
I gave you that 1% raise?
Yes. Almost.
Yes, Tiny Tim appreciates it.
Well, what you're describing, I'm going to go back to the case study, Gene. What you're describing is this situation. Here's a couple who's got a pretty good-sized IRA balance, and they've got Social Security income. They've got a pension coming in the door. And they're really not spending the money they already have coming in. So you've got a situation where, okay, well, now they're going to be forced to take a required minimum distribution from their IRA. And Troy, I know you and I talked about this earlier.
Sure.
You know, how do they think about creating the cash? Because here's another option, right? You don't have to take cash out. You can take out securities in kind.
That's correct, and then pay if you have cash laying around and pay the taxes with that.
With the cash.
And that's important because you got to have the cash to pay the taxes.
You still have to pay the taxes. Yeah, just because you take the stock out and put it into your taxable account or whatever you do with it doesn't mean that you're going to have to have the cash.
All you're going to save on that is commissions.
Right.
Right.
And commissions are so low right now that –
And the reason that you only save the commission is because when you take it out, your tax basis is whatever the value of the stock is the day you take it out. You know, you're not really saving a whole lot.
There's a couple other little items I'm sure that people are not aware of. Just approaches to maybe indicate to you that you might need to seek some professional help in this area. Go ahead.
Right. I mean, you know, Gene, this is something that while it may seem pretty straightforward, okay, you get to 70 and a half, you have to do a calculation, be sure you take a distribution there. In reality, there's some things that if you're wise, you're going to be doing ahead of time, maybe several years ahead of time. I'll give you an example of one, and we just talked about this. In the state of Georgia, and there are other states that have this same exclusion, but in the state of Georgia, there's something called the Georgia Retirement Exclusion. So if you're over age 65, the first $65,000 in income that you receive is excluded from state income tax. So let's say, for example, you're sitting here and you're 65 years old, and you've got an IRA or a qualified savings plan that you know you're going to have to take RMDs from when you hit 70 and a half. It's got a large balance. You know the number's going to be big, and you're going to have to start taking these things at 70 and a half. You may want to go ahead at age 65 and 66.
And take it early because you can withdraw money without any penalty. You have to still pay taxes on it, 59 and a half.
Right. As long as you're over 59 and a half, you can pull money out. Now, you can pay taxes, ordinary income.
Right. But the idea would be is if I can reduce my balance down when I'm 65, 66, 67, 68, you just chunk away at it.
That's right.
Slowly on this doggone thing. Then I could get my balance down so my mandatory withdrawal will still let me be under.
That's right. So what you're doing is you're really managing how much income you take along the way. You're taking advantage of a state tax exclusion
6%.
That's there. Yeah, and so, you know, that's it's worth doing. The other thing that, Troy, you and I have discussed is considering asset allocation ahead of age 70 and a half to generate the cash, right?
Right, yeah. Lydia and Edward in this particular case are in a situation where they're not going to have to withdraw too much except for, you know, what the government forces them to do. But if you think about it, they've got about 65% of their cash in equities. If you raise that by about 8% in their particular case, so that you have more equities, which is kind of a strange situation. We usually talk about the 10-year rule and how you want to make sure you have this fixed income.
Keep that liquidity outside.
Right, but in this case, they don't need any of that for their living expenses. So what I would think about is if you increased your equities into a portfolio that paid dividends, so you've got an equity income, you're making about 3.5%. On that particular portion of it, you'd never have to touch the equities in your portfolio, so you could just use the income that it generates for your capital spending needs, for your liquidity to meet this.
I think that dealing with any kind of decent planner, you want to get together before you retire
at
65.
Absolutely.
And these are the kind of things that get discussed.
That's right. And it's big money, right? I mean, you're talking about taxes at a meaningful level if you have income or if you don't, if you've just got Social Security. In this case, we don't have time to go into it, but they've got Social Security income. The balance they're going to need to pull out is going to put them in a situation where the amount of their Social Security income is – or the tax rate on their Social Security is going to go up. So planning is the takeaway here in advance of this.
Do you know anybody who does this kind of work?
Well, there's a rumor, right? So, again, I'll say it, you know, 770-429-9166, right? I mean, between
– slowly. 429-9166.
Shameless.
Ask for Matt Ames.
Well. Yeah, so it's something that's worth doing, and you have to calculate it every year. That's the last thing I'm going to say, that it's not a one-time calculation right. that repeats itself.
It changes every year.
It changes every
Theoretically,
year.
Theoretically, it right. goes up. Percentage goes up every year because you've got 1 year less
right.
to live.
Right. That's yeah. right. That's right. Yeah.
All right. That was good, and I think that's something to really be concerned, all you old folks out there. They're pups to me when they're right. 59, 60 years old, for Pete's sake.
The old folks.
I have children that old. Wow. No, I don't.
I was going to say.
Wow. not quite.
But close. Steve.
Well, guys, I tell you, we've got several more questions to hit.
Yeah, why don't we do that? Let's take a break here and then come back and take on these questions.
Sounds great.
All material presented is compiled from sources believed to be reliable and current, but accuracy cannot be guaranteed. The contents are intended for general information purposes only. Information provided should not be the sole basis in making any decisions and is not intended to replace the advice of a qualified professional, such as a tax consultant, insurance advisor, or attorney. Although this material is designed to provide accurate and authoritative information with respect to the subject matter, it may not apply in all situations. This is not to be construed as an offer to buy or sell any financial instruments. It is not our intention to state, indicate, or imply in any manner that current or past results are indicative of future profitability or expectations. Portfolio holdings discussed are subject to change. There is no guarantee that in the future these securities will be held in Hensler accounts. As with all investments, there are associated inherent risks. Please obtain and review all financial material carefully before investing. Hensler is not licensed to offer or sell insurance products. This overview is not to be construed as an offer to purchase any insurance products.